Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
We have a larger crowd this week. So right in the middle of this area, it's much more populous this week. Well, welcome. We're so happy to have each and every one of you here this morning, and we're excited again to enter into the presence of the Lord every opportunity we get. And let's just have a word of prayer as we enter into worship. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and so honored, Lord Jesus, to be gathered here together in the name of Jesus Christ, and to join our hearts and to join, Lord God, together in honoring and worshiping you, to lift our hearts up to you as we praise your name in song and as we're blessed in the word, Lord Jesus. We pray that you be with us, your presence be amongst us, Lord God, and you move mightily with us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's worship Jesus. How great is our God?
Rejoice, all the earth rejoice. each and every one of us, Lord God, in your image, God, and you breathe life into us, Lord. You sustain us each day. We are thankful to you, God. We are thankful to you, Lord God, for all that you do, Lord God. You are good all the time, Lord God. You are slandered, Lord God, but you're not hurt, Lord God. You are loving, Lord God. You move on our behalf, Lord God, in spite of us, Lord God. You want the best for your children, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord God, that you want the best for us, Lord God. Every name, Lord God, praise your name, oh.
requests in a moment, but if we could keep singing, or at least keep playing, you know, it just struck me that there's nothing better we can do than worship the Lord. He knows our needs, He knows your heart, and we all know there's a lot of junk going on all around us, and we see it all week, and we hear it all week, and we come before the Lord today and we just worship because there's nothing better we can do. You can lift your need to the Lord right now, everything on your heart, and worship Him. Just lay it at His feet and worship Him. You can let the worries of the world go, and everything we see and everything we hear, let it go and worship Him. Because we know He's on the throne. We know there's nothing He doesn't see. The smallest and the largest needs He sees. Father God, we just lift You high this morning. We so enjoy Your presence. And we have our needs, Lord God, but what we need is more of You. What we need is Your presence. As we gather as the body of Christ is to be in Your presence and to turn all of our focus and attention upon You. The problems of this world pale and disappear in Your presence, in Your power, and in Your authority. And in Your authority, and in the name of Jesus, we just ask that those things go, Lord God, and that nothing stand in front of You, Heavenly Father, but Your body, Your bride. We just lift our hearts and our hands up to You this morning, Jesus, in Your presence, in the privilege of Your presence, and we worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. We know You see Your people. We know You know Your people. We know You know our needs. We know You know the needs of our state, our country, and this world. We know You hear the groanings of our prayers. And we know You are faithful. We know You are attentive. We know we have Your ears. We know we have Your attention. But we know there's nothing more and better we can do today than just to lay our needs down and worship You. So we leave our needs, God, at Your feet. And then we raise our hands and we worship You, Lord Jesus. Because You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of honor today, Lord God. We praise Your mighty name, Jesus. Thank You for Your presence today, mighty God. Thank You for honoring us, Jesus. Faithfulness, God. Thank You, Heavenly Father. We praise You, Jesus. Lord, we magnify the name of Jesus today. Thank You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We worship Your name.
I knew this was going to happen this morning. The Lord had put in my heart Friday that His presence was going to be hovering in this place, hovering in this place. And I said, Lord, we reach up and You reach down and You make the connection and You touch us, Lord. And just one touch from His Spirit is all we need. If you have a need today, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to bring it to Him. You can come forward. You can stay where you are. But reach that hand up to Him so He can reach down to you. Because that was the message today. Yes, I have a message prepared. But I do not expect to be preaching it today. Because this is the message. God's Spirit is enough. And He is here to meet whatever need you have. Come, stand, lift. Andrew, if you can put on some worship music, we're going to spend time in prayer this morning. Time for our needs. Time for our spirits to be refilled. Time for the Lord to refresh the calling. That's what the message was going to be today. The calling of God. If ever a calling was placed on your heart, that calling still stands. Because the Bible tells us that God is not a respecter of persons, and those gifts and callings are without repentance. In other words, He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't change His mind. And if He put the call in your heart, respond to it today and see what He will do. God sent the challenge. I didn't. It was His Spirit. He's the one that issued the challenge. Just reach out today. We're going to let the music play, and we're going to seek the Lord for whatever it is you brought before Him this morning. So feel free to make yourself at home and reach out to the Lord. And while He's doing that, I promise you, I'll leave out the beginning and the middle and just give you the end. How's that? I came across something, and I want to say, you know, in this church, we'll never apologize for the moving of the Holy Spirit. We will always make room for what the Lord would want to do among us. Always. Thank You, Lord, for that. I read something that I wanted to share with you. This is a quote I found in a book by a worship leader. His name is Jared Ferrer, and you would never know by the spelling of either of those names that that's what it is, but I'm pretty sure it is. And his book is talking about the call to the congregation to worship. And in this article, he says, when we deliver a call to worship in our services, we are simply reminding people of who God is and helping them to see Jesus as worthy of all praise and affection. Our congregations don't need another grand opening with a fast song. They don't need another cool video to watch, or even an emotional exhortation to cause them to worship. While there's nothing wrong with any of these, they simply need the inspired Word of God prompting their hearts to properly respond to their Savior who has called them by grace to worship His name. Isn't that beautiful? I just thought that was so wonderful, and I'm so thankful that our own worship leaders here at Calvary Temple do this regularly. They bring us to the point of focus on the Lord and encourage us to set aside all earthly distractions. And in closing, this is in my message, this is what I was going to close with. I'm going to read a prayer. in Psalms 31, verses 19 through 24, in the New International Version. I don't often do that, not because I have anything against it, but because the Bible that I use to study from is King James, because it's big enough that I can read it. That's really the reason why. And it has wonderful references. But if you want to turn and follow along, it's not that different from whatever version you might be using today. And as we close, this is the closing prayer. Psalm 31, verse 19 through 24. We say, how abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those that fear you, O Lord, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. We thank you that in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. We're under a siege city today, in a siege city. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Father, today we thank you that we have heard your voice. We thank you, Lord, that we have responded to your voice and to your call. And I pray now that you would bless this people, your people, Lord, as they go forth for their week. And I pray blessings upon them day after day in Jesus' precious name. And we give you all the praise and glory. Amen and amen. And you may be dismissed.